Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." No one of the criminals hanging there revived. Now, one of the criminals hanging there revived Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuked him, said in reply, "Have you not fear of God, for you are subject to the same condemnation? And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has nothing done criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, Pontius Pilate, he knows that the people, out of jealousy, they send Jesus to him. What he wants is what to crucify him. Pontius Pilate is a very smart person. He found nothing wrong in him. How can you condemn a person? The only reason is because the people threaten him. "If you don't crucify him, we will report you to Rome." You know, politics comes in. Politics. So, have mercy on people doing politics. Sometimes they don't want to. Sometimes do against the conscience. Pontius Pilate did exactly the same. He knows Jesus is innocent. But he allowed the people to do what they want. They want to save his power. You know? But he's smart. He really appreciates Jesus' courage. Because when Pontius Pilate asked him, "Are you King of the Jews?" Jesus said, "Yes." More than that. You know, once Jesus was asking his disciples, "Who am I?" And Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of God." No. That's a real sense of kingdom, kingship. Messiah, King of all nations, not only of the Jews. So of course of the Jews and of the Chinese and the Filipinos too. Right? Even today you ask, "Is Jesus the King of the Filipino?" Sure. No, then, if you go to Philippines, they kill you. So the same thing, when they say you're king of the Jews, now you, since they live in the colony of the Roman Empire, there's only one emperor, Roman Emperor. So this is all jealousy, all this, they just want to kill him, and whatever they think, all the stupidities comes in. Pontius Pilate, very clear. So that's why he writes. He appreciates, because then the other high priests are accusing him of many, many, many wrongs, wrongdoings. One beautiful thing, Jesus kept silent. Silent is gold, right? Pontius Pilate really appreciate Jesus' silence. So he put, although it's a criminal thing, his crime, but his crime is say, the king of the Jews. Then the people wasn't happy. No, Pontius Pilate, he said he's king of the Jews. Pontius Pilate, what he says? What's written is written. What scripsit? Scripsit, Latin. What scripsit? Scripsit. Now, he has so much courage in these little things, but he has no courage to set Jesus free, you know, and other politics. But at least he did something good to proclaim Jesus is king of the Jews. He appreciates. He's a real king. He's a courage against the current. Pontius Pilate, very smart. He did something, you know, underneath, really proclaiming he's a king. So today, although many people might not believe that he's king, but of this kingship is not something earthly, not power. King is a servant. A servant. Servants of the servants. So Jesus less than you. If you call yourself servant, and Jesus the servant of the servants. That's what Mother Teresa says. He served the poor among the poorest. So Jesus belonged to himself very, very much. He come to love, not to be king. But to be king in another sense, king over darkness, over sin, that's a kingship. That's what we mean when we are baptized, we enter into, we participate Jesus' kingdom, kingship. This kingship means against sin. That's what the point. I think today the church wants us to celebrate the King, Jesus Christ the King. It's nothing else but just to, like Jesus, live in purity, live in charity, live in peace with people. That's our King. That's what we have to learn from Jesus. Another episode, very interesting. I think I remember I said once. You know, there are two thieves, no? One on the other, one is saying, if you are the Messiah, or do they say that? You are the King, help us. No, free us from the cross. Another person say, friend, we are worthy of our death, but this is an innocent. He did nothing wrong. Let me say, you keep your mouth shut. And then, with humility, he said, Jesus, remember me when you go to your paradise. Just remember, he did us to be in paradise for his whole life. He's killing, he's a robber, hurting people all the time. How dare you ask for heaven at once? I think in maximum he asked for purgatory is okay. What Jesus says, Today, you will be with me in paradise. It's wonderful. According to tradition, this thief, when he was a little boy, he lives with his parents. Of course, his father is also a robber also. And it happened once the Holy Family passed through from Israel to Egypt, not on the way, you know, because Herod is going to kill all the babies. So on the way, this Holy Family met this family, this robber, the father of this young gentleman. And, you know, you can understand the presence of Mary and Joseph. They are so meek, so gentle. They don't do anything wrong against them. But it's also, this man has a kind of inspiration. Maybe this, you know, Mary has a baby Jesus. He sees Jesus as something different. So just ask little things. Can you give me the water that after bathing the baby Jesus, pass to me? I will use the water to cleanse my child. He got leprosy, his child, this man. So once cleansed with the, clean with the water, he was cured. So this is the first contact of this little boy with Jesus already. You know, whatever you contact with Jesus, Jesus will never leave you unless you leave Jesus. Jesus will follow you forever unless you go away the other way, he cannot follow you, because you want to go to hell, Jesus won't follow you. Otherwise, you're always with him. Do you remember Jesus saying, I am with you until the end of the world? Do you remember? We don't believe that. Only when we're in trouble and then we pray. Otherwise, joyful, 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 joyful. Our heart is not there. We have no heart. Unfortunately. No trust at all. When we have no trust, there is no heart. Is it true? Trust comes from heart. If Jesus is telling Faustina, tell people, say this word, Jesus, I trust in you. That means to say many, 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 many of us, we don't trust enough. We think we trust, but we don't. Do you agree? Yes or no?
Yes,
yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. I might not give a judgment. Jesus won't give judgment today. Only God the Father. But it's important. We don't trust so much because we don't have a heart. This morning we've shared the diary of Sister Faustina in 1938, 1st of March 1938. In that year she died. She died at the age of 33, younger than you, of some of you. He writes in his diary, what we have important, you give this peace of mind, of heart, important. Something we lose to our human nature. Jealousy, gossips, all these things. It disturbs a peace of mind. So Jesus is telling her, whatever you, something, some people doing wrong to you, do good to her or to him. Do good. No revenge at all. Even they hate you, pray for them. Just do these things. Keep this peace of mind. Otherwise, you will lose. If you don't trust, how can you forgive? If you don't trust Jesus, because many times we thought you're not forgiven yet. There's so many sins, you thought. But no, Jesus is forgetful. He won't ask whatever you have done before. He just asks you what you are now. Exactly, you remember what Jesus asking Peter when Jesus was risen from the dead, or the leg of the side of the neck of Lazarus, Sea of Galilee, Jesus only asked Peter three times, "Peter, do you love me?" Jesus didn't ask Peter that night. "Already I informed you, I warned you that you will betray me. You don't believe. You see? You're wrong." No. Jesus forgot whatever he said. He just asked Peter that moment, "Peter, do you love me?" That's all. Jesus is simple. Don't complicate him. We complicate many things. And even things of Jesus, we complicate. Jesus won't argue so many things. You see, when people are accusing him, he keeps silent. Truth, he's truth. What if they say, the more you say, the more stupid you are? Because people, they don't live in truth. That's the problem. If you're in truth, be patient for a moment. Pray for those people. They don't see yet. But don't lose your patience. Don't be angry. That's a problem. Once your anger comes in, you lose the war. That's what the devil is doing. Try to do all these things, make you unhappy, make you angry, make you envious, make you gossip. Keep silent with Jesus. Whatever people are accusing anything, think Jesus was like that. He only keep his peace with the Father. You know, God the Father is with him. Keep that. Offer for sinners. Jesus keeps silent. He take his cross, nothing else. But for us, each one of us, from you, from me, do you believe by the time of his passion, do you think we are in his presence or not? Do you believe that Jesus, we are already in his mind? Do you believe that? We are created from eternity. Only we live in time, but Jesus lives in eternity. It's always existing before him. That means to say, when he died, not only for those people around him, surrounding him, know those people 3,000 years ago. Today, all humanity, we are there. Don't believe 3,000 years ago, this doesn't take so long time, this is history. This is not history. This is reality. Jesus today is present. He really in the mass. He suffered also for us. If your heart is still close to him, He's sad. He's lonely. He's yearning for our love. You need to say hello. You need to see face to face. You need to watch our eyes. Believe. When you're close to Jesus, when you dare to look at Jesus, you got the grace. Look at him. If you don't have an open heart, you dare not open so much. Open your eye of your soul. He will touch your heart and your soul. Look at him. 2 weeks ago, in the gospel, Zacchaeus, right? A short man. He climbed up on a tree. He just wanted to see Jesus. When Jesus looked at him, both eyes contact. Zacchaeus, come down. I will be in your house tonight. Jesus didn't say much. This eye contact already touched the inner soul of Zacchaeus. Whether he's on the way or already in the house, he said to Jesus simply, Jesus, I will give half of my possession to the poor. What I get unjustly, four times giving out. Jesus didn't ask. Jesus' love is unconditional. Jesus never say, if you do this, I will come to your house. If not, I will not. No. Simply, when you really love Jesus, when you really open your heart, Jesus will touch you. You will be changed. You will ever change. If you're not yet changed so much, perhaps we are not yet open our heart towards him. We don't see him eye to eye. We don't trust so much in him, perhaps. Otherwise, Jesus won't ask us to pray. Jesus had trust in you. So, once again, he is really our king. But his kingship is a Messiah. He's the one who died for people. Let us learn from him. Die so that you have life everlasting.